The federal government has long been in the printing business. Think of all those regulations. But until recently, it stayed out of the book business. That changed when the Department of Justice sued Apple and publishers over ebook price fixing. And the role of the feds may grow if some people have their way. Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. As the standoff persists between Hachette and Amazon over ebook pricing, a group of activist authors is calling on Washington to step in. Andrew Albanese, Publishers Weekly senior writer, joins me from New York with more. And welcome back, as always, Andrew.
Hey there, Chris.
So we'll have to fill people in on what we are talking about there when we talk about activist authors. But first, let's give them some context. The Amazon Hachette battle is moving in new directions, but it's part of the book business, and you've got some numbers on where that business is going.
Yeah, that's right. In Monday's issue, we're going to have the first half numbers for the book business from Nielsen BookScan, and I'll spare you a long recitation of what those numbers are, and I'll just leave you with this one, which I thought was a pretty major takeaway. Ebooks so far in the first 6 months of 2014 represent about 23% of industry sales. And what's remarkable to me about that figure is that, once again, it's flat. You know, we've been talking about it for a while now, and I think this year's numbers so far really drive home the point that ebook sales have really plateaued. And I think you can look at this development in a few ways. You know, first, after a period of rapid growth where we had triple digit growth seemingly every quarter, the publishers kind of wanted to slow the rise of ebooks. And that was part of why they wanted higher prices and wound up in trouble with regulators in the first place. But they wanted to slow the growth of ebooks so they could better manage their print and ebook businesses. Well, apparently they've achieved that. By all accounts, print has stabilized a bit in the last year, but I'm not sure that this current stagnation in ebooks is exactly what publishers had in mind. Because a market with flat or declining print sales and no ebook growth is not at all healthy. And you can look at it this way, that pretty much 100% of the growth in publishing, and that quote comes from a major publisher CEO, 100% of the growth is coming from ebooks. If those ebooks aren't growing, well, that might be something we need to address.
Mm. Well, so in a world of flattening book sales, that may be actually the good news, because if the fight persists between Hachette and Amazon, things may go from bad to worse. And what we've got now is a group of authors asking the Department of Justice to step in. What do they want?
That's right. I have to say, a few weeks ago, I made a plea on this podcast for both sides, Hachette and Amazon, to sort of stop their ham-fisted PR fight. And I think I must not have been alone in that wish, because both sides have remained silent in recent weeks. In fact, as we reported this week on the PW website, Hachette CEO Michael Peach addressed the Southern Independent Booksellers Association meeting last week, and he declined to comment on Amazon and said that he wanted to keep the talks as private as possible. But that sure hasn't stopped others from speaking out. And as you suggest, this week, PW confirmed with best-selling thriller writer Douglas Preston that the group he founded and oversees, Authors United, has indeed reached out to the Department of Justice and apparently is poised to request an antitrust inquiry into Amazon's tactics. Preston told the Financial Times that the letter he was working on was actually leaked prematurely, but nevertheless, you know, oh boy.
Yeah, well, oh boy, I can hear Andrew Albanese doesn't think this is a great idea.
Personally, and not necessarily reflecting the thoughts of my esteemed employer, I think this is a terrible idea. And at some point, you have to wonder whether Hachette or any of the other publishers are going to step in and say, you know, thanks for your support here. You know, but we've had our chance to talk quite a bit to the DOJ about Amazon, and thank you very much. The end result was $166 million in price-fixing settlements. So, you know, I think this is a terrible idea for a lot of reasons. You know, I think if the DOJ is going to investigate Amazon, that investigation is necessarily going to sprawl and become a much larger conversation about publishing economics and policy. And as we discussed before, in the context of the Apple litigation, I think that's the last thing publishers want to have right now, is that conversation, especially at a time when their profit margins are growing, even if their revenues are somewhat flat, and they're coming out from under their previous DOJ sanctions. Not to mention that the two largest publishers recently merged, and more deals like that are likely to come. So I'm sure they would rather not have more scrutiny in an environment where they're trying to actually consolidate a little more. Not to mention, you know, the first world problems of writers like Douglas Preston and Stephen King, who are complaining about lost book sales, kind of pale in comparison to all of the indie authors who are actually kind of happy about Amazon's entry into the market here. And you can bet they're going to get involved with their own letter to the DOJ, as well as libraries who are stuck paying double or triple for ebooks what a consumer pays, and for years were actually denied access entirely. And I have to ask, too, what exactly is the harm here, legally speaking? The consumers might actually have to go to, you know, Barnes & Noble, Gasp, to buy a Hachette book? Well, isn't that what we want anyway? There's really no net loss of access to any Hachette book just because Amazon is fulfilling orders slowly. You know, at this point, I'm really at a loss as to why so many people are lighting their hair on fire over this impasse. After all, Amazon and Hachette don't have a terms of sale deal, and Amazon is under no obligation to sell any Hachette books at all, and yet they are, even if they are doing so under, you know, pretty dubious fashion. But what really strikes me as a little dangerous here is, you know, this is the first post-Apple negotiation, and Authors United wants to go to the DOJ right now. That sounds crazy to me, because if the DOJ does investigate, what possible pattern can exist here? This is the first post-Apple terms of sale negotiation. And if the DOJ comes back from its investigation and says this is all okay, well, that's a green light for Amazon, and there's still a lot more publishers waiting in line for their turn on the rack. And also, I think that this is all really endemic of a bigger problem. And I don't want to slight the concerns that we have about this current ebook and publishing environment, and I am all for having a really good conversation about Amazon and consolidation and ebooks and bookstores and culture and libraries and how we should consider protecting institutions like these that we deem valuable, you like bookstores. But I'm also, you know, not sure that the antitrust law is the way we want to go about doing this. You know, in her ruling against Apple in 2013, Judge Coates was careful to avoid going beyond the antitrust, the very narrow antitrust charges here. You know, she addressed what she saw was a blatant scheme whose immediate goal was to raise consumer prices. So, you know, I think if we're going to have the talk about, you know, the publishing environment, let's have the talk in the legislature, let's have it in the marketplace. But as Judge Coates observed, it's not the place of antitrust law to protect competitors from the vicissitudes of the market. So I think the Authors United, before they go running to the DOJ here, might want to check themselves, because from my perspective, I think the last thing we need right now are government lawyers poking around publishing practices again. And, you know, can we at least agree on that much?
Well, it sounds like for Andrew Albanese, you'd rather have a conversation than a court date.
I would much rather have a conversation about this, and a good conversation about this. And I feel like that's not what we're getting with the Amazon Hachette talks here. I think we're just getting sort of a terms dispute that's masquerading as a debate about the future of books. And I want to actually have a debate about the future of books.
Well, maybe we'll do that here at Beyond the Book. And if we do, we'll have Andrew Albanese join us for that. Andrew Albanese, senior writer, Publishers Weekly. Thanks, as always, for being here.
My pleasure, Chris. Thank you.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at our website, beyondthebook.com. Our engineer and co-producer is Jeremy Briskey of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book. Thank you.